This is Let's Talk Higher Ed, a podcast for high school counselors and university admissions representatives worldwide who aim to help connect students to their dream schools. In each episode, we hold candid conversations with our community of students, their counselors, and universities to discuss everything from dealing with anxious parents to ensuring a seamless transition to university life. Let's get started.
On today's podcast, we'll be discussing clearing in the UK university application process. We are happy to be joined by Loughborough University and Charlotte Davidson, Regional Manager for Global Engagement. Well, Charlotte, welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you. Thanks for having me, and very good topic to talk about.
Well, let's jump right into it. So what's an overall definition of what is clearing?
Yeah, that's a really important question to start with. Clearing is kind of a last chance for students to get a place through UCAS to join a university in that year of their study. So over the summer, from July through to September, for students who haven't already got a place at a UK university or increasingly want to change their course at a university to reassess their options and confirm themselves a place at one of the many universities and courses that we have in the UK.
So Charlotte, it's been a few years since I've been a counselor. Since that time, there's a new thing called Clearing Plus. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So clearing is inevitably quite a stressful process for students. There's a lot of things for you to think about, for you to try and decide, gather that information. And what UCAS have done to try and make your lives a little bit easier is use the intelligence, look at the applications that you've submitted through UCAS already. And if you haven't been successful in meeting your first and insurance choice, they try and predict a university that you would be eligible for, that you might be able to get a place at and you might be interested in. So they come up with, I believe it's 4 matches for you through UCAS. They also pass your details on to those universities who can reach out to you and give you a little bit more information. So if you wake up on the results day in August and you haven't been successful in your first insurance choice, UCAS will try and help you with that process by suggesting 4 alternative courses for you. You don't have to accept those. You can go off and do your own research. One thing we'll talk a little bit more about is how you can prepare for that. But it is 4 options that they've matched up with you that they think might be a good fit based on what you've already looked at.
How accurate if this matching, and I know this process can get quite fast, does it stay pretty current of what's available?
It should do, yeah. So it's something that universities sign up for if they want to be considered as Clearing Plus options. It may be that you look at it and you think, yeah, that's a great option. It might be something you've already considered because we are going to hope by the end of this that you have a plan for clearing, even if you hope you don't need it. But it also may be something that, a course that you hadn't considered at university, and it gives you the time to speak to that university. Usually a university would call you and see if you've got any questions about those options before you make that decision. So it doesn't try and rush you. It just tries to provide you with an option.
You said a great thing there. We should always be prepared for the worst case scenario. Hopefully we never need to use clearing. But what are some important reminders and dates to consider when talking about clearing?
Yeah, so clearing will be very personal to each student and it will depend what you are studying for a curriculum. So dates are different depending on your results days. We've got viewers all over the world with us at the moment who will be studying lots of different curriculums. So clearing actually opens on the 5th of July. So if you are studying a curriculum like Indian Standard 12, Turkish Diploma, the IB, you will have your results at this point. If you've already applied through UCAS and you've got your firm and insurance choice, if you've met your grades, you're confirmed. Hopefully you still want that place, but if you don't, you may look to enter clearing. If you've got better grades or you've changed your mind or you want to look at a different course. So clearing isn't just anymore for students who haven't met their initial grades. It's if you don't get your results by the end of July, you will then enter clearing in the middle of August. So on A-level results day is when we also have clearing. So with clearing, what I would recommend whether you've already applied to the UK, whether you haven't, whether you're thinking about changing your course, is do your research. Universities will start publishing their clearing guidelines. They will publish what courses they expect to be open for clearing. They'll publish why you might want to consider them from around the end of June. So start doing your research. Come up with what might be your backup choices, what might be your alternative choices, and really do that research so that when you get your results, you are prepared for every single scenario.
Great. Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Do I have to release all of my offers to enter clearing, or can I hold an offer and then do some research and go through that way?
Yeah. So to officially enter clearing through UCAS, you have to have released all your offers. So you can't be holding any offers. However, universities will be really happy to talk to you. So when you get your results, if you are interested in seeing what is out there, speak to universities, look on their websites, see what their options are. Different universities do it in different ways. You will have international officers, global recruitment managers, people like myself who are there to help students from your country, get in touch with them. Or look on websites, whether there are phone lines you can ring. For August clearing, almost every university has a hotline, which is the best way to get into contact. If you're in early clearing in July, there may be web chats. There may be online chatbots that you can talk to that will share information. So speak to a university. And if you are looking at doing something different, have it confirmed in writing by that university that they will accept you before you enter UCAS clearing.
So I could do a little bit of window shopping, make sure I have it confirmed in writing, release it if I opt to do that, then release it and then formalize it, that process. Telephones, really, in the 21st century, where it's just all done by telephones. I've always been reluctant to say that that's the case, but it really is.
If you are joining any university, you need to speak to someone. A lot of us, myself included, aren't always keen on picking up the phone. For someone who is second language English, it might even be more daunting to ring a university. But you will have someone like myself on the other end of the phone who is experienced in what we're doing. We are there to help you. We will be honest with what your options are. At our institutions, if we can't help you, we may be able to suggest other institutions as well. The UK is very collaborative. So we will do everything we can to make clearing the least stressful experience it can be for you. But ultimately, by planning, that is the way you will make clearing the least stressful experience.
I guess part of the planning is making sure that you have a way of dialing an international number. I'd have to really think about that for a second of how I would do that other than a Zoom call, or I guess it's back to using Skype for me. But that's good to know. Thank you.
Yep. And it may be that universities do have other options. So at Loughborough, we are mostly using our hotline, our phone center in August. But if you're an early clearing applicant, email is a really good way. But lots of universities have started publishing different ways to connect. So do your research, look at what the number will be, how to connect. If you have any concerns and you think you might need or might want to enter clearing, reach out to the university beforehand, speak to someone, ask their advice. Last year, I had a great student who knew they wanted to come to Loughborough over clearing, and I actually rang them on the morning that they got their results. They were really proactive. We'd had that discussion, so I could ring them rather than having to make that phone call.
Well, Shirley, you've convinced me. Be proactive, make a plan. Don't be afraid to reach out. There's some really great opportunities out there. All right, Charlotte, for all of our listeners out there, what's some of the best advice and guidance you could give them about this whole process?
Yes. So the first thing I always say to any student through clearing is do not panic and do not make any decisions quickly. If you enter clearing because you haven't met your grades, perhaps you've not got the result you hoped for in one of your subjects and you haven't met your first choice, that is going to be a difficult day. Take some time, think through what your next steps are. As we've talked about already, you're going to have done lots of prep. So I want you to go into results day with options. Research which universities you might want to talk to. What are their phone numbers? How do you get in contact with them? What courses are you interested in? Have that information to hand. Hopefully, you won't need it, but if you find that you do, you're prepared. When you speak to universities, if they make you an offer on over the phone, we will not pressure you into accepting that. And actually, through UCAS, in August clearing, you can't accept your offer straight away. You have to have that time. It's a few hours before you can accept that offer. Go back, do your research, make sure that university is still right for you. Don't jump into something that isn't right. You'll have done your research initially to get your five choices through UCAS. You'll have put loads of time, loads of effort into it for a reason. Make sure that university is still a good fit for you. Don't be afraid to shop around. Speak to a different universities, see what their options are. And also see what their university is doing to connect you with their current students. So at Loughborough, we will get one of our current international students to give you a call on that day. So you can talk to them about what their real life experiences are. There's web chats. We'll send out links to virtual tours and things as well. Again, hopefully you'll have done a little bit of research. If Loughborough's on your shortlist for clearing, you'll already know a little bit about us. But don't feel pressured into making any decisions. And don't feel scared to ask questions. You know, if you want to know something, ask us. I regularly have students ring me back in the call center to ask a question about that course or about the university. This is a massive decision, so try and be as calm as possible. I would also say involve other people as well. You know, talk to your parents, prepare them for what clearing is, so they are there to support you. I haven't got the stats to hand, but the number of students that go through clearing every year is huge. If you end up going through clearing because you haven't achieved your results that you thought you needed, that's not an unusual thing. That happens to so many students all over the world every year. It just happens. It could have been one bad question on an exam. It could have been you were having a bad day. It's not a reflection on you as a student or a person. And actually, many students end up at a university that is brilliant for them through clearing. So it's not the end of the world. It's not a negative thing. Don't be afraid to say that you're going through clearing. Don't be afraid to talk to your parents and your teachers and your friends about that as well.
Well, Charlotte, you've put me at a tremendous ease. You've given us some great advice, very encouraging. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day, and hope everything goes well for Loughborough during the summer and the new cohort of students coming to your campus.
Thanks very much. And yeah, if there's anything that any of the universities can help students with over the summer in preparing for the university they've chosen, for looking at different universities, get in touch with us. That's what we're here for. Don't feel like you can't ask us questions, that you can't speak to our students. So, and good luck, everyone. I hope that you end up at a university that you really, really love.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Let's Talk Higher Ed. This show is brought to you by Cielfo, a fast-growing global ed tech company and student-first career exploration and college application network. If you enjoyed this episode, then follow Let's Talk Higher Ed wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Or join us online at cielfo.co/podcast for all of the latest episodes.